Today is November 17th, 2006, and this is the fucking news. A U.S. soldier has been sentenced to 90 fucking years in prison for his role in the rape of an Iraqi girl and the killing of her and her fucking family. The soldier, Specialist James Barker, was sentenced one day after pleading guilty and agreeing to fucking testify against four other suspects. Barker will be eligible for parole after 20 fucking years. Meanwhile, in Iraq, the U.S. military says four fucking American security contractors are being held hostage after their convoy came under fucking attack by insurgents. The military also announced the fucking deaths of four soldiers Thursday. This month's U.S. fucking death toll has now reached 45. The New York Times is reporting U.S. fucking airstrikes on Afghanistan are again on the rise. Defense officials say the Air Force has conducted more than 2,000 fucking bombings since June. That's at least 20 fucking times more than the number of airstrikes in Iraq over the same fucking period. The African Union has reached a fucking agreement with Arab, European, and UN leaders for a joint peacekeeping mission with the European Union in fucking Darfur. The planned force could include some 27,000 fucking troops, including the existing 7,000-member African Union deployment. The fucking Sudanese government took part in the deliberations but has not given its unqualified approval. Here in the United States, a new government audit is warning the fucking Bush administration's plan for a high-tech virtual fucking border fence will likely cost far more than its initial $2 billion estimate. The virtual fence will utilize sensors, cameras, and drones to monitor the borders with Canada and Mexico. The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General now says the plan could cost up to $30 billion. The Miami Herald is reporting the fucking Bush administration is planning construction of a massive new mini-city at Guantanamo Bay to hold military trials for prisoners. The $125 million compound would be the largest single construction expenditure since the fucking prison opened 4 years ago. The administration wants to begin the fucking military commissions by July of next year. And finally, in California, a leading fucking hospital chain has been charged with ridding itself of a homeless patient by dumping her in a fucking crime-ridden neighborhood of Los Angeles. The hospital is run by Kaiser Permanente, the largest fucking HMO in the United States. Prosecutors say the case marks the first fucking time a U.S. hospital has been charged with hospital dumping, despite its widespread fucking practice. That's the fucking news for today. For more on these and other fucking stories, visit www.fuckingnews.tv.